This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey there, I'm your humble host, Rick Reed, and welcome to another edition of the Theremin 30 podcast. This month, I'm actually not in Denver, Colorado. I'm on vacation on one of the Azores Islands in the Atlantic Ocean. My rental apartment here is kind of echoey, so I decided to record out on the patio and just let the background noise do what it does. In this episode, I have theremin music from the USA and the Netherlands. My special guests are Vilco Bodermans from the Netherlands and Thierry Frenkel from France. They will be hosting the next Theremin Academy in Lippstadt, Germany, November 11th through the 13th. To start the show, I have a new track from Preset 1, a music project of my longtime friend Ron Allen from the Seattle, Washington area. Ron and I recorded the Theremin 30 theme song in his basement studio many years ago. I played theremin and keyboards, and Ron played everything else and handled the editing and mixing. Since then, Ron has built probably the last Moog Etherwave Plus kit ever sold. And the track I'm about to play is his first new song to feature that theremin. Here is I Am the Zephyr.
I am the zephyr. You are the lung. You are the moon. And I am the sun. We are the many. And you are the one. I am the zephyr, and you are the lung. Na na na. And you are the answer. the singer, and I am the dancer. We are the cure, and you are the cancer. I am the question, and you are the answer. Na na na. The powder, you like it quiet, and I like it louder. We like to whisper, and you are the shouter. I am the musket, and you are the powder.
Driving out of the road, don't know what's ahead. Driving, hail of bombs, take no.
started the show with I Am the Zephyr by Preset One, a project of Ron Allen. Ron and I were college buddies way back in the 20th century, and we recorded the Theremin 30 theme song years before I ever decided to start this show. If you happen to be in the Seattle area, you can catch Ron on stage as the bass player for the wonderful Celtic folk band called Sea Star. After that, I played Get Out, Get In, and Drive by Darth Presley, a music project of James Bond from New Bedford, Massachusetts. When James isn't playing theremin, and sometimes when he is a music professor at Stonehill College. To hear more music from both of these artists, click on their names in this month's show notes at theremin30.com. After the break, I'll take a look at the Theremin 30 calendar, and I'll visit with Vilko Bodermans and Thierry Frankel about the Theremin Academy scheduled for Lippstadt, Germany in early November. So stay tuned. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. It's time now for a look at the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. On Friday, October 14th, Amon Rouge will perform in Bogota, Colombia. Dorit Chrysler has performances in the Netherlands on October 21st and November 4th as part of the orchestra for the new dance opera, Ginkgo. The next RCA Theremin Evening, a YouTube live streaming recital from Japan, is set for Saturday, October 22nd. Also on the 22nd, Stephen Hamm has a gig in Roberts Creek, British Columbia, Canada. Synthplex, a synthesizer convention, returns to Burbank, California, October 27th through the 30th. And Itch.io performs a couple of Halloween concerts in Denver, Colorado, October 29th and 30th. Also, Lydia Kavanagh continues her online workshops on most Sundays. For details about these events and more, check out the interactive calendar on theremin30.com. I am way behind on posting some individual club shows around the world, so give me a reminder if you'd like to get your particular performance on the calendar. Send me all the details through the website, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And of course, one of the big events coming up is the Theremin Academy in Lippstadt, Germany on the weekend of November 9th. A few weeks ago, I visited with Theremin Academy instructors Vilko Bodermans and Thierry Frankel to find out some of the details. Vilko and Thierry, thank you so much for being on the Theremin 30 podcast.
Hey, Rick, good to see you.
Thank you for inviting us.
You guys are involved in something called Theremin Academy. Tell me a little bit about how it got started.
Basically, it got started with different events, theremin-related events, gatherings, here and there in Europe, but there was no central organization. There were the famous hands-off festivals in England. There were the Without Touch festivals, which were started in Lippstadt in the time by Barbara Buchholz, Wilko Botermans, and Wolfgang Streblow, the former director of the Lippstadt Music School. And over the time, by the idea which basically Carolina Eick and I had, we tried to formalize everything and to get a common organization, because before events would happen or would not happen, if there were volunteers to organize or to not to organize. And we tried to set up a kind of system which allowed us to reproduce the organization in different times, in different locations, but everything with a common structure. And so it has come that we started with the first event of this kind in 2010 in Colmar with Carolina and myself as teachers. Later, we added a regular event every spring in Leipzig, later in Berlin as Carolina moved over. Afterwards, we were asked by Wolfgang Streblow if we could also take over the organization of his Without Touch festivals, because he was not longer the director of the music school, but he became the culture referent of the town of Lippstadt as an assistant of the mayor. So we did that too. And at the end, Coralie Ehinger, who was organizing a more general electronic music festival every 2 years in Lausanne, Switzerland, asked us if we couldn't install also a regular theremin corner inside this Node Festival. And so we have a fourth event since 2016 in Lausanne, Switzerland, the Winter Academy.
So a lot of people who listen to the podcast are familiar with the Theremin Academy online that happened last year, but we haven't had any in-person events for a while because of COVID, of course. So the next one coming up is in Lippstadt in November. Tell me about that one.
The Theremin Academy in Lippstadt will be from the 11th to the 13th of November, and there will be several ensemble groups that all the participants are following. So they are either in Thierry's group practicing classical ensemble playing, or they are in my group and we will do the sonic stuff, the experimental group stuff, where there's a moment to do things with theremin and different electronics. So it's a bit more experimental than the other ones, where the focus is more on classical theremin playing. Thierry himself, he makes these great arrangements, classical music for theremins to play them in ensembles.
We decided to set up a program which comprises lots of group workshops, seminars, and theremin orchestra or theremin ensemble classes, so that people get again used to make music together. People would really play together, would listen together, would study together.
There will be the possibility to book individual lessons with Thierry and with me,
or of a theremin care and service, but this will not be the priority in this event.
Mm-hmm. And then there are some performances as well, right?
Yeah, this year, since we restart or we reboot everything, we didn't plan a public concert for this academy. But as for all academies, there will be on Sunday afternoon an internal students concert where the groups who have worked together in improvisation or chamber music workshops will present the result, where people who have acquired new things during their individual lessons can also present the result. Normally it's a thing of about 1.5 hour or 2 hours, where everybody plays at least once and all the others listen, and everybody normally is happy about the progress which has been made in these 3 days.
Now, is this something that is open to beginning theremin players?
It's open to everybody. Also, the group workshops and everything are planned to accept players of every level. Mm-hmm. So from the beginner to the advanced player, there is a place for everybody, there's a role for everybody, and everybody, independent of their current playing level, everybody is important and does contribute in a very constructive and positive way to the common feeling.
I assume people would bring their own instruments. Does it matter which model they have, if they have an open theremin or a Moog or Burns or whatever?
We are open. That means that people can bring their own instruments. Sometimes we have students which travel from very far and who can't perhaps not take their instrument with them. In that case, Wilco or myself will bring one or more instruments from our stock and to the people.
Usually there are many Etherwaves, standards and plus. I'm hoping that somebody brings a new Etherwave. Well, I will bring one, but of course, and a Clarifox, because there are probably many people who would like to try that out.
Basically, we can deal with everything out of the Etherwave Pro. The Etherwave Pro has so much radiation and creates so much interference that if you have one in a room, all other instruments are highly distorted and disturbed. Oh. So you really can't do chamber music or orchestra classes if in one room or on the same floor if there is an Etherwave Pro.
Wow, so I did not know that.
Owners of an Etherwave Pro are asked to bring either another instrument, or we lend them one just for the workshop so that everybody can partake.
Well, have you had any experience like that with the Clarivox? Does it have the same problem?
I don't know yet. I have not enough experience with the Clarivox. I have disassembled already two, but I haven't never had more than one in a room.
Oh, well, I guess
not together with other under instruments. So it will be a new experience this November, and in case of, I will have some spare instruments in case it wouldn't work out.
Say you have a Moog Etherwave, and it's got an electrical cord for England. Will that work in Germany, or do you need to have some sort of adapter or a different cord?
Well, in Germany we have 240 volts on the mains. So if you're not from Europe and you are used to 120 volts, then tell this to Thierry, and we will make sure that there is a suitable power supply for you.
Oh, what are some of the fun things that people can do in Lippstadt while they're there for the event?
Lippstadt is a relatively small German town, and it has nothing of particular interest besides of the very big music school where we have ideal conditions, a nice team, many rooms and big rooms to help our Theremin Academy. That's why we organize a full program in the music school, and we have naturally also a social program. That means there is traditionally always one evening where all participants met in Wolfgang's house and to eat raclette together. So one of the two nights is already covered with a social event, and usually the other night people will also gather together in a restaurant or have some beer together at least. So basically, besides of the nightly stay, covered from morning to evening.
Thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us about the Theremin Academy. I have not been to a Theremin Academy, but I did go to a hands-off festival back in 2011 in Scarborough, England. And for anybody who hasn't gone to an event of this type, I've got to tell you, it was, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime event for me to be able to be surrounded by other theremin players and enthusiasts, and meeting some of the most skilled theremin players in the world was just really a wonderful experience. And so if you have a chance to go to either this Theremin Academy or the ones held in other cities around Europe, I definitely recommend it. I wish I could be there this year, but hopefully I'll get to go to one soon.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be good to see you again.
Thank you for having invited us again.
To sign up for the Theremin Academy or to learn about the other Theremin Academy events around Europe throughout the year, visit their website at theremin.academy. I also have a link in this month's show notes. After a quick break, I'll wrap up the show with a brand new release from Electric Storks featuring Theremin Academy instructor Philko Bodermans. So don't touch that pause button. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. Electric Storks is an experimental music project of keyboardist Gene Carl and thereminist Philko Bodermans. On September 7th, they released their first album. It's a compilation of three extended improvisational recordings. 100 vinyl copies are available from Bandcamp, or you can download the digital album there. Philko told me the band chose September 7th as the release date to commemorate the birthdate of his late wife, Jessica Hummel, who I'm sure many of you knew through Facebook. The album is also dedicated to her. Let's listen now to just a portion of the nearly 21-minute third track. Here are Electric Storks with Live in Amsterdam. Thank you. That was an excerpt from Live in Amsterdam by Electric Storks, featuring one of my guests, Wilco Bodermans. He'll be teaching at the Theremin Academy Lippstadt in early November. I want to take a final moment now to thank Preset 1, Darth Presley, and Electric Storks for allowing me to play their music. Also, thanks to my special guests, Wilco Bodermans and Thierry Frankel, for sharing information about the Theremin Academy in Lippstadt. And a big thank you always goes to the listeners who support the show with small one-time and monthly donations or by purchasing t-shirts, bumper stickers, and other logo swag from the merch store. If you're new to the show, every previous episode is available to listen to at your leisure, so check them out. Until next time, and when I'm back in North America, I'm your host, Rick Reed. I'll see you somewhere in the ether.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.